Chapter 41, Matthew and Thomas. We have told you about some of the 12 disciples of Jesus. There is not very much said about the others, but we want now to look at what is spoken of two more of them. Their names were Matthew and Thomas. We are told how Matthew was called by Jesus. He was what was called a publican. This means that he was one of the men who collected the taxes from the people and received the payment of customs. The Jews at that time were ruled over by the Romans, and they had to pay taxes or customs to the Roman governors. The Jews hated the publicans because of this, especially as many of them were wicked men who were very hard on the people and making them pay this money. So now we find Matthew sitting at the place where they took the money for customs. In the Gospel of Luke, he is called Levi, which must have been another name of his. While he was sitting there and busy taking the money, Jesus passed by and said to Matthew, "Follow me." This was all he said, but there was power which came with the words into Matthew's heart. The Bible tells us that where the word of a king is, there is power. The Lord Jesus is the king of his people, and when he speaks, there is power with his words. Matthew felt this power, and it moved his heart in love to Jesus. There was something that attracted him, and he rose up from his seat and left all that he was doing to follow Jesus. No doubt he felt also what a sinner he was, and if he was like other publicans, he had perhaps been dishonest in getting money from the people. Then he would feel like the publican who went up to the temple to pray, and all that he could say was, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." All this must have been going on in Matthew's heart, and he felt that Jesus was the only one who could save him from his sins. So he arose and followed him. Then Matthew made a great feast in his own house and invited Jesus to come. There were also a lot of other publicans with him. Perhaps Matthew had called them together to the feast before he left his work to follow Jesus. But the Pharisees, who always hated the publicans, began to speak against Jesus and his disciples because they were eating and drinking with publicans and sinners. Then Jesus told them that it was the sick people who needed the doctor, and it was those who felt they were sinners who needed repentance. This means that the Pharisees thought themselves too good to want Jesus to save them, but those who feel themselves to be sinners and are made to repent want to know Jesus and be with him. Now about Thomas. We are not told how Jesus called him. But when Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, was sick and dying, Jesus said he would go and see their friend Lazarus. Then Thomas said to the other disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." So Thomas showed his love to Lazarus, as no doubt he felt he was a good man and would be willing to die with his friend. Then they went with Jesus, but did not know what a wonderful thing their Lord would do in raising Lazarus from the dead. There was another time when we are told about Thomas. It was after Jesus was raised from the dead. The disciples were met together on the Lord's day, the first day of the week. And although the doors were shut, Jesus suddenly appeared to them. He spoke peace to them, and showed them his hands and his side, which had been wounded for them when he was on the cross. This proved to them that it was the same Jesus that died, and they were glad to see him again. But Thomas was not with them at that time, and he therefore did not see Jesus. This shows that we should not be absent when the people of God meet together for public worship, for Jesus has promised to be there with them. You see what Thomas missed, because he was not there. He was so unbelieving that he said he would not believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and had come to the other disciples, unless he could put his finger into the wounds in Jesus' hands and side. What a dreadful thing for Thomas to say. But Jesus did not cast him off. So we find the next time the disciples met together, Thomas was with them. He would not be absent again, and this time he was rewarded. Jesus came again into their midst, and he was so kind and loving to Thomas that he asked Thomas to come and put his finger into the wounds. He knew what Thomas had said, but this was too much for poor Thomas. He believed now and said, "My Lord and my God." Now you can find about Matthew in the 9th chapter of Matthew, which he wrote, and in the 2nd chapter of Mark and the 5th chapter of Luke. Then you can read about Thomas in the 11th and 20th chapters of the Gospel of John.